rehearsals for Václav Havel's new play Leaving kicked off at Prague's Archa Theatre last week, with the world premiere set for the 22nd of May. The work is the former president's first play in 18 years, so it's not surprising it's been greeted with some excitement. Now it's also been announced that the Orange Tree Theatre in London will stage the English language premiere of Leaving this autumn. Jan Wellinger has more.
Excitement over Leaving, Mr. Havel's first play in nearly two decades, has been on the rise. For some time, there was a measure of controversy over which Prague theatre would stage the play. The National and Vinohrady theatres were named earlier. But Mr. Havel finally reached agreement with Archa, known for cutting-edge productions. Leaving, about a figure stepping down from an important political post, will star Mr. Havel's wife, Dagmar, as well as other respected Czech actors. But Prague's is not the only highly awaited production. Another will be the first English-language staging planned by London's Orange Tree Theatre. Earlier I spoke to Renata Clark from the Czech Centre in London. She confirmed that the theatre and the centre would be cooperating on a number of related events.
As far as I'm aware, Orange Tree is actually planning to do the full Havel Festival in the autumn, which would be kicking off with the Leaving on 24th of September, and the whole festival will be running till the 13th of December, altogether presenting about five plays. So it will be like a 3 months of Havel at the Orange Tree Theatre, and it should be a part of the 40th anniversary of 1968. And together with us, the Czech Centre, we would like to add some events such as launch of the new publication by Portobello Books, which is To the Castle and Back, written by Václav Havel and Karel Vyšela. Maybe even show a new documentary about him, Citizen Václav Havel, which was shot by Pavel Kotsky and Miroslav Janek.
Very aptly timed, you're saying there, especially because of the anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion.
Definitely, obviously, all this is very much associated with the 60s, with Orange Tree theatre history, which, because Orange Tree was one of the English theatres, maybe the only one who champions Havel's play for the last 30 years, and it was the Orange Tree Theatre which supported Charter 77 in their fight for democracy.
What kind of impact do you think that performances of Mr. Havel's play have on the English community or the English-Czech community?
I think that obviously, because there was such a gap in his artistic output, that people are very curious in what Mr. Havel has to say. Most of them might know him only as a great politician or ambassador of democracy, and might slightly forget that he is mainly the playwright and a successful one. So those who have not had experience of seeing or reading his work before will be curious in what he has to say, and the other part of the audience who already know him, they would very much be interested in what has changed, what his topic is going to be, how his writing has been affected by his political career.
Renata Clark from the Orange Tree Theatre talking there to Jan Wellinger.